this a new song for that organization? Ugh.
Where have you been?
This is what they play? This is...
You've been around a while, yeah.
I prefer green and growing. All right. Joining us now, last time I saw this guy, he was laying...
outside of Soldier Field, wasn't he?
No. He was laying on the ground, having fallen out of his chair because of the news. And I hope he got a really severe rug burn when he did it, since he didn't have me on the show the last time it was Packers-Bears week. He's flying the W from his humble abode. He is our good friend, Mark Silverman. Sylvie, how are you, bud?
What's up, boys?
Look at the grin on his face. Look at the, if you're not watching on video, you are missing out on a very happy Sylvie right now.
Sylvie, don't you feel a little dirty? Don't you feel a little dirty? You got your World Series hero. You don't even bother telling him that you're going to get rid of him, and you fire his tail before he even... Don't you feel a little dirty taking our guy and so unceremoniously dumping a World Series hero?
I don't feel dirty whatsoever. Absolutely not. Look, it's all fair, right, Tausch? I mean, this is what happens. Dennis Rodman comes from the Detroit Pistons, and he signs up with the rival Chicago Bulls. I know he played for San Antonio at the time. We hated him, and then he won three rings here. Bob Probert with the Red Wings, and then he played with the Blackhawks. We've always done these topics. I would have taken Rodgers. Like, all those times
that the Packers
fans wanted Rodgers out. I would have taken Rodgers. Look, I want to win, and I want the best players, whether they come from the Brewers, whether they come from the Cardinals, whether they come from the Braves, who the hell cares? I want the best players on my favorite team.
Okay, so you fell out of your chair with this news. Is that he's drinking from the cup of victory? So when this news breaks, and look, this is an organization that, you know, the lovable losers became World Series champions in 16. I know the joy that brought you, but eventually, they fired the guy who managed them to that title as well. It has been a challenging number of years since. How does this make you feel about your team and about this rivalry with our team?
Wilde, I think I feel great about it, and I understand that, like, you could feel dirty because David Ross, I don't know if you guys know this, David Ross hit a home run in not only his last at bat for his career in the World Series, which we all know. I think most people know that. He hit a home run in his last regular season at bat as well. So in the regular season, he hit a home run. Joe Maddon comes out in the field, and he looks like he's making a pitching change. And then he's actually making a catching change so Rossi can get a standing ovation at Wrigley Field. This is Grandpa Rossi, you know, a guy who goes out and hits it in game seven, all this stuff. But again, this is manager David Ross. And you have to separate this stuff. You know, you guys with the Packers have had guys who have been heroes for the organization, and then they coach. And was Forrest Gregg a great coach? You know, I look at a guy like Dennis Savard in Chicago. The Blackhawks had Dennis Savard, who was a hometown hero, and they fired him four games into a season. You know who they hired? They hired Joel Quenneville, who ended up winning the three cups for the Blackhawks. Again, on paper, a lot of this, I want my organization, and I relate this with the Bears. Do I want Justin Fields to be replaced right now? I'm not sure. I could still probably develop him. I think you can do worse. But because the Bears could have the second pick in the draft or the first pick in the draft, I think there are going to be better options. So I think you may have to pull the plug on Justin Fields as well. I think if there's always a better option out there in this long-winded answer, and I thought Council was the best option out there, they went and they found the best option and they paid him.
You guys are cold, man. Is this what it's like to be a Chicago sport? I don't care the emotion, love. I don't care. You hit a World Series Game 7 home run. Get the hell out of here. We can do better.
You wouldn't do the same. Get out of here. You guys wouldn't do the same.
I actually think, and Josh DiMaggio, one of our teammates, pointed this out too. I think this is a really interesting insight into, because not only are you great on the radio, but you are very representative of Chicago sports fans. You are. Because you are a dyed-in-the-wool Chicago sports fan. And the idea that there's no, nostalgia or romance to this, this is fascinating. Tausch, tell me I'm wrong about this.
No,
this
but
is
he's,
really
so
interesting.
What you're missing is he's separating the two. He's separating the player
from
the manager. And in essence, what he's saying, without saying it, is Ross isn't near the manager that Council is, and this is going to give his favorite team the opportunity to win multiple or at least one more World Series. Thank you for your service, David Ross, but you're not doing it as a manager, because if the Cubs made the playoffs and made it to the NLCS, I don't think they make this move. But the fact that they fell a little short and now are going to be able to load up, they got all this money to spend, Council sees that. Council's done a lot with what I think Cubs fans look at as a little, with the payroll and everything else that Milwaukee does, and now they look at this as an opportunity to say thank you, but he's separating the two. I don't think it's, we don't like you, Rossi. I think it's, we love the Cubs,
yes,
and we think this is going to lead us to bigger and better things.
Right, and what I'm
you don't need me. You don't need me.
Tausch just
said it it's exactly the, and if he came from a different organization. David Ross was a fine manager. He was a good manager, and maybe he could have gotten even better. There were certain things that I could quantify and tell you that I didn't like about David Ross, the manager, versus David Ross, the catcher. I thought he was very stubborn playing young players. What does Craig Council do well? Craig Council takes and he develops players. I think Jesse Rogers on our station, Wilde, said it best. This reminds me a little bit with what the Dodgers did with Andrew Friedman, taking him from Tampa and bringing him with a bigger market and a bigger payroll in the Dodgers and having him meld the two. So you've got a guy who is awesome at always making the best of the payroll and making the best with player development and a growing team still coming up. But they may sign Ohtani, or they may trade for Soto, or they may go out and get Alonso in a trade. And you can still mesh the two. And I think that was too good for him to pass up the $8 million a year. And I think Craig Council sees it as well, and he says, I'm going to go to Chicago.
All right, let's shift gears, because you were you warned us for what Packers fans were in for. And some of us on the panel after that victory over the Bears may have gotten
a little excited. We did.
I don't blame you.
Should have known it was the Bears.
It's because we suck, Tausch. That's why. It was a good mirage for you guys.
You're right. Hey, you're right. You're right. I saw you some video of you rolling around on a tire swing after that game. The swing of sadness, and you've had to do that, but. What's the vision? What do you guys see from your perspective on Jordan Love and the Packers? You're not worried at all that this is going to be the next Hall of Fame quarterback? You just look at him as he's a guy. What's the mentality from the Chicago sports fan standpoint?
I don't know what all the Chicago sports fans think. I don't see much there. And I know there will be some Packer fans who come in my mentions and will say, look, this is his first year. You guys gave Justin Fields 30 games. And I don't know if Justin Fields is the right guy. I don't see anything there. And I think with Rodgers, when he came in and he sat, you saw something right away. There were things that you can grab a hold to with Favre as a second round pick with Atlanta. Even though there were things that would drive you crazy, you just knew there was something there. I'm not worried whatsoever. To tell you the truth, Tausch, what I was most worried about as a Bears fan for me is that you guys would suck so good. Like, you guys were – that you guys would be able to rip the Band-Aid off and be at the top of the draft and in 1 year be able to replace him and not wallow in this stage of mediocrity that a lot of teams end up doing and forcing it. But what I've always – from afar, this is a guy from afar. I don't cover it like you guys.
Yep.
So that I could consider me out of town stupid. I say it all the time about people who come in and swoop in and think they know Chicago sports, and I say they're out of town stupid. I don't, from afar, believe that Goody is Ted Thompson or Ron Wolf. So, like, for me as a Bears fan, I don't believe that you guys have the architect. And I'm not worried that this is any guy who is going to draft like Ron Wolf did and then Ted Thompson did. So I'm not scared.
We like it when you're scared. We liked it when Aaron Rodgers had you guys quivering in your boots.
No, it evens out. Look, the Bulls won 6 titles, and now they suck, and they've sucked forever. And the Bears have never had a quarterback. Like, you've got to pay on the other side of these things, right? Like, the Bulls are paying for it now, and now you guys have Giannis and you guys have Dame. The Cubs sucked forever, and now we're getting payback on the other side. And they're starting to win, and now we took your manager. I always feel like, Ela, we work for Good Karma Brands. I always feel like karma has an interesting way of working its way out. So for all the quarterback luck that you guys have had with the 2 Hall of Famers, we're getting paid back on the other side of things here.
You're even Steven. All right, last thing for you. So to your point about sucking so well that you would be able to tear the Band-Aid off, that doesn't look like they're going to suck quite well enough, right? Like, the Packers are not going to – I do not expect them to be in the top 2. You guys are probably going to have both the first and the second pick at the rate you're going. But when you look at where Justin Fields is and everything that played out last year, and again, C.J. Stroud, like everything that played out at the top of that draft – the Bears acted like they were committed to Justin Fields, and now we're seeing maybe we're not so sure. That's the kind of thing that could happen with Jordan Love in Green Bay, and you guys could really enjoy eating that up as Bears fans, because it could take a while. Then they'll start with another quarterback, and that has always been my warning to Packers fans, is that we just don't know how the other half lives until Sylvie calls into the show, and then we do.
Right.
And you don't want to have to experience it, because Lord knows they've driven you up the wall for a very long time. But I'm a little worried that we're on the precipice of that. Do the Bears get it right with everything that they've got to work with moving forward? Or are you so skeptical now that they end up with the first and second pick, you still aren't going to be convinced that it's going to turn out for you?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Like, I do believe that I'm really leaning. It's not a for sure, but it's now a hard lean that Fields isn't the guy. He just doesn't process. Will the Tausch, you played, you probably see it. Like, the sack numbers, the Bears are one of the most sacked teams in the league. When Bajan played for the 3 games, and I'm not saying Bajant is better, you know, and he had that disastrous. He's an undrafted rookie, though. Undrafted from a Division II school. He was sacked only 4 times in his 3 games. And the Bears have had offensive line issues with Bajant, too. But only 4 sacks. Why? Because he goes 1, 2, 3, throw. He throws it. He gets rid of the football. Justin Fields' sack numbers, like, a lot of people like to blame, well, that's on the line. That's on the line. Well, he's also holding the ball for 5 seconds. Wilde, the play that he got hurt, he held the ball for 6 seconds.
Right.
Tom Thayer in the background was yelling, throw it! And then he got hurt. So he's got all the gifts. He's athletic. He's got a great arm. He's strong. He's a good leader. He's smart. But on the field, he doesn't process. He doesn't find the open guys. And I just don't know if he's ever going to get it.
Well, you get it, and we appreciate that you get it. And I hopefully will talk to you when the Packers play the Bears to finish off the season when they're battling for draft
position.
Yeah,
we'll call you. That will be a lot of fun, won't it? Not the usual Bears-Packers, at least for you guys.
It definitely won't be. It'll definitely be the same for you guys. All right, buddy, thanks. We appreciate you. The great Sylvie, Mark Silverman. You can listen to him and Waddle on Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. We need to get to Woe Nelly. I'm hoping Jesse has curated more of the text messages of people giving him grief for his positions today. That would be a fun way to spend Woe Nelly. We'll find out together next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.